Okay, let's get cracking. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah, Dalet and Mishnah. As we continue learning Maseches Brachos, and specifically right now, discussing actual brachos, actual blessings, and the halachos of the brachos that we make on different types of food. By way of introduction to Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, just to note the halacha that I'm sure many of us already know. If we have a lot of fruit in front of us, for example, we have an apple, we have an orange, we have grapes, and so on, we don't take the apple, make a ha'etz, and then the orange, make a ha'etz, and the grapes, make a ha'etz. Rather, we make one bracha of Berei Pri ha'etz, and that bracha includes all of the other foods that you're about to eat with that bracha. So our Mishnah here in Mishnah Dalet is going to try to help us understand how does one choose, how does one decide which food to eat and which food to make that first bracha on, and that will ultimately include all of the other foods. Says the Mishnah, Hayulafanov minim harbi, a person has in front of him many different types of foods. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh beinehem mimin shiva. We're specifically here talking about fruits, and im yesh beinehem mimin shiva, any of them are from the shivas haminim, mevarech alav. That if any of these items are of the shivas haminim, the special fruits that are specially known, as the Bartanura points out, that are in Eretz Yisrael, that are used to praise Eretz Yisrael, amazing fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. If any of those foods are among the ones that you're about to eat, mevarech alav, make sure to make the bracha on that item first. So says the Tanakhama, says Rabbi Yehuda rather, which food should you eat? First check. So in our case, you have an apple, you have an orange, you have a grape, you would make the bracha on the grape, Berei Pri ha'etz, and that Berei Pri ha'etz would include all of the other brachos. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, no, mevarech al eze mehen sheyirtze. What's more important isn't which is in the psukim, which is describing Eretz Yisrael. No, mevarech al eze mehen sheyirtze. Make the bracha on the item that you most want. So if you're eating an apple, an orange, and a grape, but you like apples the best, says the chachamim, we should make the bracha on the apple, not the grapes. Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham regarding how to decide which bracha, which food to eat first, regarding a situation where you have many different foods in front of you that all have the same bracha. And we should just point out that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham would both agree. Let's say none of them are from the Shivas Haminim. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you should eat the item that you want. If you don't have Shivas Haminim, then choose the item that you think is most desirable for you, that you want the most, and make a bracha on that item. And similarly, the Chacham would agree that if there's no item that you really care which item you have first, you're happy with all of the items equally, and you want them all the same. So he would agree, obviously, that if you don't care which one, and one of them is from the Shivas Haminim, then you should eat that fruit from the Shivas Haminim first. But by and large, otherwise, machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding how does a person decide what item to eat, which food to eat first, says Rabbi Yehuda, first, to see if one of them is from the Shivas Haminim. If there is, you must have that first. Said the Chachamim, no, that you should first make sure that you eat the item that you actually like the most. That's Mishnah Dalet. Now we're beginning Mishnah Hay. Says the Mishnah, Beirach al Hayayin Shalifnei Hamazon, Pater es Hayayin Shalachar Hamazon. Says the Mishnah that if a person makes a bracha, Berei Pri Hagafen, on wine before a meal, Pater es Hayayin Shalachar Hamazon, that bracha of Berei Pri Hagafen that he made before the meal can include the yayin that he makes during the meal. So I eat, let's say, the typical example the Bartanur points out on Shabbos or Yontif, we make Kiddush, we make a Berei Pri Hagafen on the wine. So if someone has grape juice or wine during the meal, typically you don't have to make another bracha during the meal, because even though you had it before the meal, before Hamotzi, because you had it before the meal, that bracha of Berei Pri Hagafen includes that which you have during the meal, and Shalachar Hamazon, that which you have after the meal. And we should just point that. It doesn't mean after. Once you bench, then you have to make a new bracha. But the assumption is, if you have it before the meal, then you wash, and then you have a whole meal, and then you're chilling, you have some dessert. If you were to have wine with dessert, you would not need to make another bracha. Berech Aliyayin Shalifnei Hamazon, you make the bracha before the meal. That bracha of Berei Pri Hagafen would include wine during the meal and after the meal. Continues the Mishnah, Beirach ala parperes shelifnei hamazon. If a person makes a bracha on a parparis. Parparis is a food item that you typically eat with bread, but it's like a main kind of a food, you know, like meat or fish. Those types of foods would be considered parparis. So the person makes that bracha, let's say has an appetizer, and makes a bracha of shahakol on meat or fish, shalif ne'amoz, and before the meal even begins, Patares a parperes shela'achar hamazon. That bracha that you made on the parperes before the meal includes the bracha that you make on the parperes, again, on the meat, on the fish, etc., that you were to make after the meal again, but before benching. Once you bench, you have to make a new bracha. But even if it was part of the appetizer, it certainly still includes the foods that you eat during the meal itself. Continues the Mishnah, Beirach al hapas. Something special about bread. If a person makes the bracha of hamotzi on bread, Pateres a parperes. That bracha of hamotzi comes to include any parperes, any meat or fish and so on. You would not make a shehakol on any of those foods if you made a bracha on the pas, if you made a hamotzi on the bread beforehand. However, a la parperes, but if you make the bracha on the parperes and the meat and the fish and so on, lo pateres a pas, you would not make the bracha, that bracha that you made on the parperes, so that shehakol would not include the pas, would not include the bread, and you would still need to make a hamotzi on the bread, even though you made the bracha on the parperes. Again, the bracha on the parperes, the bracha on the meat of the fish, would not come to include the bread, right? So obviously, if we were to have fish, and then I wash, so then I'm going to have bread, I still have to make the hamotzi on the bread, even though I just made a shehakol. But if I make a hamotzi and then I have fish, I would not need to make the bracha on the fish because I already made the hamotzi. Beis Shammai Omer, as he finished off the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, Af lo ma'asa kedera. Says Beis Shammai, he disagrees a little bit and he says that masa kedera, that's some sort of a cooked grain, whether it's oatmeal or whether it's some sort of a porridge, as the Bartonura points out, that if you were to make a bracha on the parperes, whether it's meat or fish, that would not include the masa kedera, that would not include like an oatmeal, some sort of mizonos, because according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, and the halacha is not like Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Shammai, the masa kedera, the cooked grain, such as oatmeal, etc., is more chashiv, is more important than meat or fish, and therefore the bracha on parperes would not include the masa kedera, would not include the cooked grain, and therefore you'd have to make the bracha on the cooked grain. Quick review, as we learned in Mishnah Dal, we discussed what the halacha is if you have a lot of different fruits in front of you, and you have to decide which one to make the bracha on to include the other ones. So you quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Huda and the Chacham. Rabbi Huda held, it's all about if the Shiva Saminim, if one of the Shiva Saminim, one of the seven grains, rather the seven species of Eretz Yisrael are there, if so, you got to make a bracha on that first. According to the Chachamim, no, it's all about which food you want first, and that's the bracha that you should make the food on. And then Mishnah Hay taught us a variety of situations where if you eat certain types of food, for example, wine or bread or parperes before the meal, then it would include that same exact item after the meal or during the meal, certainly. If I make a bracha on an appetizer and the same bracha is in the meal, so certainly the bracha on the appetizer would include, if I make a bracha on gefilte fish and then we're having steak during the meal, I do not have to make another bracha on steak during the meal because the bracha on the fish will certainly hold true to the parperes, to the meat that I had during the meal as well. And then the Mishnah just concluded by quoting a machlokas regarding, well, first discussed pas, bread. If you make a bracha on bread, that includes the parperes, that includes any sort of food afterwards. But if you make the bracha on the parperes, on the fish, on the meat, etc., that would not include bread. And therefore, you have to make another bracha on bread. You have to make a hamotzi after the parperes. And it was just a question of whether the bracha of the parperes, of the meat, of the fish, etc., would include the kedera, would include some sort of a cooked grain, such as oatmeal, porridge, etc. That is a machlokas between the Tanakama and Beis Shammai. Those are our Mishnayos for today. Have an amazing, amazing day.